This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Updating reference prices must be a priority in the next farm bill. We'll have more right after this.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
As input prices go up and commodity prices go down, farmers rely on the reference prices and the farm safety net to help stay in business when margins get squeezed. Betty Resnick, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, explained the basics of reference prices.
Reference prices play an essential role in the ARC and PLC programs, which along with crop insurance and other programs make up the farm safety net. The safety net's goal is to keep farms in business during periods of low farm income, as our farmers play such an important role in both our country and the world's food security.
Resnick said reference prices need to be updated in the next farm bill.
So statutory reference prices have not been updated since the 2014 Farm Bill, which was over a decade ago. The world has changed a lot since then. We've had a global pandemic. We've had record fertilizer prices. We've had massive supply chain issues due to global conflicts and other factors, and some of the worst inflation we've seen in many people's lifetimes. The cost of production of agriculture has also steeply increased with these changes. For some of the crops in the program, costs have increased upwards of 40% or more since introduction. And that's after prices have kind of settled back down over the past few years.
There are several ways to raise reference prices, but Resnick said AFBF hasn't advocated for one specific fix.
We at the American Farm Bureau are advocating for an increase in reference prices for all crops, but leave the specifics of that to our legislators on Capitol Hill. But we do need a farm bill, and we are eagerly awaiting their plans.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our free daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. Don't forget as well to check out our thrice daily market podcast on Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, and Podbean. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.